The southeast Texas city of Beaumont yesterday commemorated the 100th anniversary of the discovery of the Great Spindletop oil field. Spindle was the first gusher in the United States. It kicked off the mammoth Southwest oil industry and helped transform America into a superpower. NPR's John Burnett reports on an event that changed the course of history.
The town of Beaumont had ridiculed an Austrian-born mining engineer named Anthony Lucas for his unshakable belief that there was oil under a salt dome formation outside the city. But despite earlier failed attempts, Lucas kept trying. By January 10th of 1901, his crew had been laboring for months to drill through 1,000 feet of gravel and sand on lonely Spindletop Hill. Then at 10:32 a.m., the dreams and hunches and gambles paid off.
Spindletop blew into town, Beaumont came to life.
Yesterday, a crowd of spectators stood in a field on the edge of Beaumont and watched a music and sound-enhanced reenactment of what came to be called the Lucas Gusher. On cue, a column of water spewed high above a wooden derrick. The keynote speaker at the Spindletop ceremony was former president and former Texas oil man George Bush. Before a friendly audience that included many refinery and oil field families, Bush linked the centennial celebration to the election of a new president and vice president, who themselves are former oil men too.
Dick and George W. understand that what began here 100 years ago to this very hour was not a misguided adventure, but rather a providential blessing to be used and shepherded wisely, as we've done for the most part. And so, Spindletop continues to inspire and awe us to this very day. It maintains every ounce of its earth-shaking force.
People scattered as the water rained down on this chilly, overcast morning. On Discovery Day, a century ago, however, the real blowout nearly killed the men involved. One of the original drillers, Kurt Hamill, retold the famous story in 1953 to a University of Texas folklorist.
I was in the derrick at this time, and I couldn't tell you how I got down. And by this time, the pipe was going out the top of the derrick. And the other men had ran and got out of the way. And, of course, I did the same thing. I ran as hard as I could and got away from the falling pipe. And no one was hurt.
Kurt's brother, Al Hamill, had the privilege of telling the prospector, whom everyone called Captain Anthony Lucas. He had raced to Spindletop from town in his wagon as soon as he heard the news.
The old horse stopped and Cap fell out and ran up. Of course, he was very heavy, you see, and the time he got to me, he was just about out of breath. And he says, oh, what is it? And when I said, well, it's oil, Captain. Well, he just grabbed me and said, thank God, thank God.
Up to this time, a big well was considered 25 to 50 barrels a day. Spindletop poured forth an estimated 75,000 to 100,000 barrels a day. It was such an awesome sight, people came by the thousands to behold the wild geyser that had formed a lagoon of viscous green-tinged petroleum.
We didn't know this was going to happen, couldn't have expected anything like this. And had no way to store it, no way to stop it when the original well came in. And there was oil everywhere. Everything was soaked with the stuff.
Joanne Stiles is a historian at Lamar University in Beaumont. She says Spindletop ushered in the American century. Steamships and locomotives would soon switch from coal to fuel oil, and plentiful gasoline would make possible the automobile.
This made us think in terms of the almost infinite possibilities of that industry because it was just so huge. So when you've got this much in one well, in one place, and it drives the United States from a secondary producer to the number one producer in the world with one well.
Out of this and even larger oil fields discovered nearby grew three major oil companies, Texaco, Humble, and Gulf. Today, each has merged with or been subsumed into other oil giants, which invest billions to discover fossil fuels on distant continents and a mile below the sea. But as America was reminded yesterday, it all began at Spindletop. John Burnett, NPR News, Beaumont, Texas.